From Nakamixon Media and Siren Records, this is Chloe and the Rex, where we explore all the music you don't know about, but should.
Hey. All right. It's working. Cool. I'm going to be honest with you all. I really don't feel like talking tonight. What time is it? It might be short. I didn't even really do any research. I'm trying. I'm tired every week. I'm tired every day. And I have to tell you about it as an excuse for why I suck at this. When you sleep like shit anyway, but then on top of it you're having like all these like fucked up dreams, and then you wake up and you're just like, wow, it feels like I actually just did all this like weird shit and I didn't sleep. So that's how I feel. I got to work and I asked Blair if I could sleep in the office for my whole shift, and he laughed at me. So there's that. Anyway, I found this like little stack of singles I'd brought home a while ago that I was gonna do something with, and so that's what I'm gonna do. I don't really know what any of this is, first one I want to do, I'm probably going to keep this and not, it's not going to be for sale, but whatever. It's a Dave Edmunds song, and just a brief thing on him. I mostly just did this because I actually did look him up, because I know who he is, but I didn't know a lot about him. And he was in so many bands, and they all have like awesome names, so I just wanted to go through that. Anyway, he's Welsh. And he actually started playing music when he was, like, 10. He was in a band with his brother. But then after that, he was in the Stompers, the Heartbeats, the 99ers, Crick Feathers Hillbill, which, by the way, there was a drummer in that band named Hank Two Sticks, which is the best name. The Raiders, the Human Beans, Love Sculpture, and most famously Rockpile, which was his band with Nick Lowe. And also Nick Lowe related was, he was in Brinsley Schwartz, and Dave Edmunds produced them along with bands like Ducks Deluxe and the Flaming Groovies, and also the first Foghat album. So this is an Elvis Costello song, and as much as I love Elvis Costello, I kind of love this version more. It's the song Girls Talk.
Don't come any closer.
so you can hear why I like that song so much. Anyway, oh, I guess I should get the next thing queued up. All right, so this band is called Shooting Star, and this is one of those things I picked it out because, I mean, Shooting Star sounds promising, and also it's a picture sleeve, and it's like all the guys in the band standing there, and they're all like holding flashlights that are on, so there's like, I don't really know what the purpose of it is. They're supposed to like look cool or something, but anyway, this is a song. Oh my god, this is a song off of their self-titled debut from 1979. They're from Kansas City, and the song is called "You've Got What I Need." I haven't listened to this yet, so I'm just hoping that it's as good as I'm imagining.
You got what I need.
Well, that was pretty much exactly what I wanted. So. Yay! And also, gonna pat myself in the back for judging an album by its cover. Or technically a 7-inch single by its cover. I'm not too bad at that, I have to say. Not always right, but usually. Alright. Here's a band that I don't know anything. Just gonna play it. And this is one I picked because, I mean, it is a picture sleeve, so I'm not sure if that sound is getting picked up, but I got my cat some new toys, and I swear to God, he hasn't fucking played with this thing once. I've had it for, like, almost a week now, almost a full week, and now he decides to play with it, and it's, like, this weird, like, when they bat it, it makes, like chirpy mouse sounds, supposed to feel like they're actually killing something, and he chooses tonight to fucking make it actually make sounds. Good job. I should stop sniffing in the microphone. So this is the boys band, and that's why I picked it, purely because of the name, and also they don't all. Two of them have some sweet facial hair. The other guy just looks like he was not ready for the picture to be taken at all. It's really unflattering. Yeah, the B-side is a song called We're Lovers, which is gross, and I'm not playing that. So it's Please Don't Stop Me, Baby, and then in parentheses, I'm on fire. Okay, I'm just gonna say this right now, that the beginning of that is, like, the worst thing. Like, A, it's super cheesy, and B, you're old enough now. Ugh. This better get good. Why don't we go on, reach for that star, I love you, baby, I love you, please don't stop.
So
Okay, I'm actually, even though I'm like making like ugh sounds, I like that. It's not what I wanted it to be, but I do like that. I don't know. I was thinking that the B side would sound like that, like, you know, please don't stop me, baby, I'm on fire. You want something a little more upbeat than my dick's on fire because I got an STD. What am I saying? I just want to hear the B side for a second because maybe it's different. I don't know. We'll find out. Oh no. This is no. You took my heart. Yeah, no. All right. You blew it. I'm still going to give it a thumbs up though. Not that song, the first one. It was alright. Kind of like, you know, cheesy, soft rock at times. It's one of my, you know, lesser qualities, but there you go. Where am I on time? Alright, let's see. Okay, let me see if this worked. Okay, a band called Sneaker, West Coast American rock band, active from 1973 to 1983. Apparently this song, Don't Let Me In, was a minor hit. I don't really feel like looking at too much now. There's nothing about them, that's basically it. Not much about these guys. Primary musical influences are Steely Dan, the Eagles, and the Doobie Brothers. Whoops, I should have looked at that before I decided to play it, because I'm probably not going to like it based on that. Alright, here we go. Don't Let Me In. Thank you. I just, like, all of a sudden became sick. I was, like, fine 2 minutes before I started this. And now, here we are. That was whatever. I probably wouldn't have played that if I'd actually looked at it first, but whatever. Maybe someone liked it. That's for sale. Oh, shit, where am I here? Oh, okay, almost there. Let's see if I could find anything on this band. I don't know. This band doesn't have a Wikipedia page, which is usually not promising, because that's how you know you're somebody. What is this? Oh, tell me. Okay. Band is Dirty Angels. I don't know why this sounds familiar to me, unless it's just because it's, like, super fucking generic sounding, but, I don't know. Dirty Angels sounds like something. The song is called Tell Me. This is going to go down in history as Chloe's most average podcast. Whatever. It wasn't bad. It's a catchy little song. Will I ever listen to it again? Probably not. But, whatever. Dirty Angels. I am going to say, yeah, I'm done now. Oh my god, what happened to me? I'm allergic to podcasting. That could be true. I don't really know. Yeah, thanks for listening. Just to go back to the beginning and listen to that Dave Edmonds song again, and I'll make up for the rest of the crap that I just played. And, yeah, I'll try and do better next week. You're lucky I didn't do this. I was gonna play, I just bought this today at work. Found out, I had to clean up behind the counter, and we have all the collections that we've purchased and ones that we haven't purchased. They're all just, like, sitting there, and I had my eye on this record before it was purchased, and then today Blair told me that I could just put them all in a box and put them away. Come here, stupid. Come on. And I saw that this was one of the records, and I was like, oh, yeah, how much is this going to be? And I bought it. It's Songs of the Humpback Whale. It was still sealed from 1970. I'm like, who wouldn't want to listen to this? And then I brought it home, and I started listening to it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is actually going to give me nightmares. Like, I have to listen to this when I'm in a better state of mind because it's actually kind of creepy. But I did find it kind of amusing that it's a gatefold. You open it up and you're like, oh, cool. And there's a fucking book. It comes with a little book. It's like about whales and stuff. Anyway, you open up and it says, listening instructions. If possible, listen to the whale record through stereophonic headphones. Side 2 in particular becomes a totally different experience when heard through headphones. Earphones seem somehow to reduce the distracting effect of the noise, giving a pleasant sense of vast, echoey space, a mystical feeling that is very hard to describe. For some reason, this effect is seldom experienced fully with even the best loudspeakers. Very fascinating stuff. I can give you a taste of it just really quick, because now that I've talked about it, I feel like I owe you an explanation. So, yeah, this is what whales... I mean, you've all heard whale songs, but here you go. You get the idea. I feel like I need to read this little description to give credit to the person who recorded it. Ow, cat! Oh my god. Here we go. Side 1, Band 1, Solo Whale. This is a portion of a recording made by Frank Watlington of the Columbia University Geophysical Field Station at St. David's, Bermuda. His underwater microphone, called a hydrophone, was in water about 1,500 feet deep with a cable leading ashore to the recorder in his office. One day, a whale happened by and remained throughout the afternoon, singing its song over and over again. 2 songs have been selected for this record. They have been slightly edited by cutting out parts of 2 long repetitive sections. Except for these deletions, the sounds have not been altered in any way. There is no speeding up, slowing down, or other modification of the sounds made by the whale. Presumably, this is the way the songs would sound to other whales. Anyway. It goes on from there. You can imagine. So, just adding to the mediocrity of this podcast. Actually, no. Fuck that. This is awesome now. There's fucking whales singing on my podcast. You're all welcome. It was kind of freaky sounding, though. Like, less soothing than you'd expect it to be. Maybe it's just me. Oh, fuck. So much for not talking. I am exhausted. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna leave you with some of that. Whale's a better singer than I am. Alright, so thanks for listening, and since I didn't do this yet, still haven't forgotten it. It's still here. Until next time! Alright, bye.
Chloe and the Racks is a Knock and Mixin Media podcast recorded live on location at Siren Records and produced by Stay Calm Industries. All songs are property of their respective owners. The intro-outro music is courtesy of Bobby Kennedy. If you like what you hear, please like, comment, review, and share. That's the best thing you can do for us.